يسقط يسقط حسني مبارك
يسقط يسقط حسني مبارك
down down with مبارك.
For the past 2 weeks, millions of Egyptians have been protesting, demanding an end to 30 years of dictatorship, poverty, unemployment, and torture, and asking the leader of the country, Hosni Mubarak, to step down immediately. The movement is being called the revolution, and thousands of people in cities around the world are standing in solidarity with Egyptians. On Saturday, hundreds of Egyptian families and allies from all backgrounds gathered in San Francisco to take a stand. Selma Musallam moved from Egypt to the Bay Area this August to begin a master's program at UC Berkeley. Musallam says she is in admiration of the youth in her home country, but heartened to see Americans and people from around the world supporting Egyptians from afar.
They're standing together because they want a better lives for themselves and for the next generations, and they want to be able to have access to, you know, free voting and fair elections and all of this stuff. So, I mean, my experience is that I really wish I was there with them, but I feel like we can also stand in solidarity here and also tell them we're echoing what you're doing and we're right here behind you. And I think that'll give them the push in times of desperation.
And did you have a chance to vote yourself in Egypt?
No, I have never. I mean, I'm 25, never had a chance to vote. And I wouldn't, even if I had a voting card, I wouldn't vote because I know that it's rigged. You know, I know that there's no way that the outcome will be shaped by my vote or anyone else's. It's already pre-planned, you know?
And is that the general feeling of people in Egypt?
Yeah, I think for a long time people have been politically apathetic, you know, because they feel like everything is determined for us. And that's what they want. They want the right to self-determination.
If any outcome is possible, what do you want to come out of everything that's going on right now in Egypt?
I'm thinking of the next generation, all these babies being born right now. I want them, when they're 18, to be able to get their voting card and vote and know that they're making a difference, you know? I want the fact that 4 out of 10 girls can't read and write, I want that changed. You know, I want reform, because reform means reform on every level. So I want people to have a voice.
Tariq Hosni also moved from Egypt to the Bay Area this fall. Hosni says he's impressed with the power social media sites like Facebook have played in making the Egyptian revolution come to fruition.
To be honest, I was in Egypt in January, and I left actually January 17th. And there was this Facebook movement saying that there's going to be protests on the 25th. But in my mind, I was like, you know, nothing is going to happen. Some people are going to protest. The police are going to come and crush them. They're going to arrest them, detain them. So for them to last 12 days, given everything that they've been subjected to during those 12 days, I think is a miracle.
Others are just excited to see what a Mubarak-free future will bring for their home country.
I dream for Egypt to be free, to be a democracy country. I hope all Arabic countries to be freedom and democracy.
We're really, really, really happy to join this rally today with all these people from all over to support the Egyptian people, Tunisian people, all the freedom in the whole world.
When did you come here?
22 years ago.
So did you ever try to vote in Egypt?
No, it was worthless to vote because the election knows that they forged elections for a long, long time, for about 50 years. So there's no reason to join the regime, which is like a corrupted regime, and help them out, you know, and that kind of thing. That's why we're here. Next year, we'll be voting. You know that.
Sharon Sabota, Pacifica Radio, KPFA, San Francisco.